Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's Mike Porky Parry here.
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
it. If they turn up. You numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome with Alan Brazil up front on Audio Boom. And I've got a right numpty alongside me. It's Mike Porky Parry. Where have you been, YouTube?
Where have I been? I've been seeking truth and justice, as always. But great to be back in the studio with you, buddy. And I tell you what, have we got something to look at today? It's FA Cup semi-final weekend.
Looking forward to it, Mike. Two crackers. I think everyone's dreaming of an Arsenal-Liverpool final. And, of course, Steven Gerrard. So we're going to talk about semi-finals and some of the big games of the weekend as well. It's going to be just great. Mm. And maybe I can't wait for Bournemouth to go up as well.
Because young Porky here
has opened his big gob, as usual, and will be jumping off Bournemouth Pier. So come on, you cherries.
Well, the point is that my family live down there, and I said with 11,000 crowd capacity at Bournemouth, I didn't think they'd have the resources to get it. Looks like they're going to get up. Delighted, congratulations. And I will not pull back from my vow to jump off Bournemouth Pier dressed in a duck suit when they do go up. I'm a man of my word.
Well, they are going up, mate. Mm. Right, we're going to look at the two semis. Cracker. Arsenal against Reading, Villa against Liverpool. I would imagine that the Villa-Liverpool's closer than Arsenal-Reading. Personally, I feel Arsenal, the name is on the cup.
Well, I they're going to be back-to-back winners, in my view, because I think that's the way it'll go. But let me tell you something, Al, and I mean this sincerely. I don't want anything like a Reading-Villa final. The FA Cup final is the world's biggest domestic game. It's so famous that people get up in the middle of the night in all parts of the world to watch it.
Yeah.
And the majesty that it still portrays from the rebuilt Wembley Stadium means you've got to have two of our top stellar teams playing that Cup final. I didn't like it when Cardiff got there. I didn't like it when Portsmouth got there. Good luck to them and their fans, but it's got to be two big names.
But what about when Arsenal Man United got there? People have said, I wish it was Arsenal... Everton, Manchester United. You remember Norman Whiteside? You still claim to me he didn't mean that. He meant it, all right, buddy. I remember going to Goodison, you know, and a Tuesday night, Mike, with Ipswich Town, and I scored two of the best goals I've scored. We beat you 4-0, and they were hurling the cushions from the main stand at Goodison Park at the Everton players and applauded us off. We went back there 10 days later, FA Cup, Bob Latchford, 1-0.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you something. That's one of the reasons why they don't do cushions anymore at Goodison, seriously. So many of them ended up on the pitch.
Do you know another story? Let me tell you a cracker. Because I love the FA Cup like you. And I remember playing Ipswich Charlton at the Valley, right?
Yeah.
And do you remember Alan Simonson?
Alan Simonson, one
Danish,
of the first overseas
great
players.
Great player. He was playing for Charlton, they were a real good side. So I used to live just outside Ipswich. And when we'd at London games, Bobby would say, look, if you want, I'll do you a favour. You're playing well. You're scoring a few goals. We'll pick you up on the way. You don't have to come into Ipswich, come all the way back. We'll pick you up in the lay-by. And the times I used to be late, I'm standing in the lay-by, a right numpty.
Yeah.
Cars are passing, hitting horns. Supporters' buses are passing, hitting horns. All heading to the game. I'm waiting in my bag. And it, for some reason, this took a while for the bus. I went, where is it? It got to the stage where a supporters' bus stopped and says, Al, are you all right? Can we give you a lift to the Valley? I went,
no.
Don't be stupid.
No.
I said, don't be stupid. Mm. The bus will pick me. I said, the bus has left. Mm. So what happened? I went, you're joking. So the wife clocked it. She went into Ipswich shopping, and she there was no mobile phones in those days. And she'd gone to the ground and realised the bus had gone, thought there was something wrong. Mm. She zoomed back. I jumped in the car. I headed for Brentwood, right?
Yeah.
Brentwood on the way to London, where we stopped for our tea and toast and jam and a bit of chicken. As I got there, I'm sorry, Mr. Brazil, you've just missed them.
The bus has gone again.
And I'm like, hold on a minute. At the time, it was rumoured I was going to Man United or another big club.
Mm.
And I don't know what happened, but I was in the lay-by, but they got there early and they were around the corner. And by all accounts, Charlie Woods, who was my youth team coach, who's now Bobby's assistant, had run into the village, Now, I can't see this. I'm round the corner. Mm. And he said he banged on my door and he could see the curtains moving. And he reckons to this day, I was behind the curtains. I didn't want to get cup-tied because I was leaving.
And you deny that?
I deny it. I was standing in the lay-by, you numpty.
Yeah, yeah, well.
So eventually, I get to Tower Bridge. Mm. I don't know where Charlton is. Mm. Never played there. Mm. And I see these guys with red scarves. I says, mate, you going to the cup tie? They're going, yeah. Whoa, what are you doing? Mm. I said, don't.
I'm lost.
I said, please help me. Mm. And they said, well, if you give us a lift. So I had to give these three Charlton fans a lift to get to the valley. And there's a massive argument. I get there just after two, and they reckon I'm trying to be cup tied. The curtain's moved. I'm swinging at them. It's all kicking off. And Bobby says, right, I trust you. Get your number 10 on, you're playing.
And you played.
And the first 20 minutes, I went through three times.
Yeah.
One-on-one with the keeper. I never miss.
Yeah.
I missed three times.
All three?
I missed all three. Nicky Johns was in goal for Charlton. Mm. They were beating us. We ended up, Johnny Watt got us out of trouble. We ended up 3-3 and beat them in the return at Portman Road. Oh.
Wow. Wow, what a classic game. You got to remember, I went to four semi-finals in the 80s. Everton, my team, were in the final in 84, 85, 86 and 89. Only won one of them, largely due to Ian Rush, who on two occasions scored twice against us.
I played against Rushy in a cup tie at Portman Road, Ipswich, Chester. And we heard there's a skinny guy up front with a big nose
young lad.
Who's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
And Russell Osman and Terry Butcher, the centre-backs, and they never give him a kick.
Yeah.
But then it all changed a few years later.
He was
magnificent.
My hometown is Chester, Al, as you know.
Wrexham.
It's Chester. Believe me, I'm not Welsh. And in those days, I was a reporter on the Chester Chronicle. Ian Rush, right, was that young lad you're talking about, the 19-year-old. And the manager of Chester was Alan Oakes, the former Manchester City player. And guess what? He said, we're going to have to sell you to Liverpool. Rush, he was determined not to go. He just got a semi-detached house and he got a new Ford Escort. So he met Bob Paisley, and he said, well, Mr. Paisley, it's very kind of you to offer me an opportunity to come to a big club like Liverpool, but I'm sorry, I couldn't really come to your club without demanding at least £100 a week. He was earning £30 a week at Chester. Bob Paisley said, well, that's okay, son, sign that. Pushed a contract across the table, £300 a week.
Lovely.
Rushy went.
Lovely. Let's look at the first semi-final, Arsenal-Reading. I love Steve Clark, and he learned so much under Josie, but it'll be an almighty task if they can overcome Arsenal, who are in great fun. You know, the form they're in, look, they're in brilliant form. They'd one hiccup, and I was at the game against Monaco when I was in the Diamond Club at Arsenal.
Yeah,
you
lovely.
Ever been there?
I have, yes.
It's like sitting in the Savoy. It is magnificent.
It's beautiful.
The game started, I went, oh, we've got to leave.
So much
space. To watch the game. It is magnificent. Anyway, and they were poor. I was with Glenn Hoddle. Mm. And, of course, Hodd, we're both ex-Tottenham, but he was a god at White Hart Lane. But he also played for Monaco, didn't he?
Of course, yeah.
So what a shot that was. But since then, Arsenal are flying. So, Mike, I cannot see. In fact, let's hear what Ramsey, because Ramsey at the moment is back to form. This was what Ramsey had to say to Sky Sports News.
You know, we're just taking one game at a time. You know, we got a semi-final now next week, which... We're really looking forward to, and you know we were there last season, so we know what it's all about. And you know, Reading will give us a tough game, and you know we'll have to be on our toes. And you know, I think we'll have enough quality on the in this team to go through.
Aaron Ramsey there. The full interview you can hear on audioboom.com, and he's been a star. But I tell you who's impressed me for Arsenal, Giroud. He's tougher than I thought he'd be. I really thought he'd be tougher. He's got the physical presence now for the Premier.
Yeah.
And Reading will pack the midfield. They'll try and stop Arsenal playing the little tippy-tappy football. They'll start well, Reading. They'll have a go, but I think Arsenal's class in the end will be too good, too much.
Why can't Arsenal accommodate Theo Walcott at the moment, Al?
Because
he's a top player. This boy's the fastest footballer in this country.
No, he's not. No, he's not. No, Bellerin's quicker, the fullback.
No, I don't believe it.
I'll have
it.
A bet what you like.
I don't believe it.
They've raced. Bellerin beats him every time.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Is it because by any chance you met his dad?
Listen, his dad's a very nice man, Don Walcott, and he has invited me into the box occasionally, you know, when Everton have been there. Hang on, you know.
Hold on, time check. Oh, no, we might as well. I tell you what, we'll do something different than TalkSport. Time check is we're now three quarters of Chablis remains.
Yes.
Because Porky's very quiet at the moment. Hang on. Will warm up soon.
Hang on, you're trying to say that I start talking gibberish when we get down to the halfway
mark? Absolutely.
That's a bit harsh.
No, Arsenal, look, let's touch on the other one.
Yeah.
Because I think this is much closer. This is not a foregone conclusion. Villa, Liverpool, Sherwood's gone in there. What did he do? What did he do at Tottenham? He suddenly got... He got Kane. He gave him a chance, didn't he?
Yeah.
Harry's been a revelation, hasn't he?
Until the last two games.
Well,
they made him captain at 21 years of age, thought he was so good. And as soon as he's made captain, it's a bit like the England cricket captain. As soon as he's made captain, he stops making runs. Harry, as soon as he's made captain of the Spurs, stops scoring goals.
What else did he do, Tim? Adebayor, got him in the team, got him scoring goals. He goes to Villa. What's he done? Benteke on fire.
Yeah.
Like Bong Lahore scoring goals. So I'm pretty certain Tim will have this team really ready for this.
I think Villa will win.
Well, I don't.
I do. I think Villa will win.
I don't.
I think it'll be the shock result of the weekend.
I think it'll be a great game, but I think it'll be looking again to stop Liverpool playing. Coutinho's a great player. I love him. Mm. You know, we hear that Oscar could be leaving Chelsea. Coutinho couldn't get in the Brazil squad, which I was baffled by. He's a smashing player, and I just feel he's the one that'll pull the string. So they have to stop him, Villa. But he will be saying to Bolnar and Benteke, you might just get one half a chance.
Mm.
Half a chance. You take it and you watch them quiver.
Do you know what I think is going to happen this game? I think Villa are going to win. I think they're going to win because I think Brendan Rodgers simply has not quite got the grasp. And then do you know what's going to happen after that? I tell you exactly what's going to happen. Liverpool are then going to go after Jurgen Klopp because Jurgen Klopp is one of Europe's top managers. They're going to say, listen, you've got to be ruthless. You've got to be ruthless. Klopp is available. Brendan Rodgers is a nice lad. He's a good man. He's up and coming. He's young. But Klopp is the finished product. And Klopp, I'm telling you, will be on Liverpool's radar after they lose this semi-final.
I told you, he's just had another couple of sips there.
That's a bit harsh.
Brendan, listen, Brendan, Liverpool have not given up on Champions League football. City are on free fall.
Well, they might as well give up.
City are in free fall, let me tell you. I'm not saying they'll definitely get there, but Steven Gerrard, birthday, FA Cup final against probably the Arsenal. It's written in the stars, Porky.
No, it's not written in the stars. Football's not written in the stars, Al. You should know that better than anybody. Football is written in your football boots when you lace them up. The cup final I see is Arsenal-Aston Villa. And I don't mind that when I'm talking
coming
about...
Coming from an Evertonian, of course.
But hang on. I'm not bitter. I'm not.
You are.
I'm not a bitter
blue.
You
hate Rooney. You hate Moyes because they deserted your club.
I don't hate Rooney. You keep,
do.
You keep telling me I hate Rooney. In fact, you keep saying, you know, on the one hand, you say you hate Rooney. On the other hand, you say, oh, Rooney's your birth child and all that kind of stuff. I'm always a supporter of Rooney. He came from Everton. He'll always be an Evertonian. Don't you worry about that.
What about now? Semi-finals, both at Wembley.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Well,
Mike,
you've got to do it. You've got
just
to do it.
Just because you used to work for the FA, opening doors for people, come in.
Excuse me.
Porky used to be the porter.
Excuse
when
me.
When the FA had a museum down near Westminster.
Sorry,
sir. Would you like to come in and look?
Hang on, Paul. I was the director of communications at the Football Association.
Director of opening doors.
I actually created and dictated policy at the FA. One of the reasons why the FA is one of the world's most austere footballing authorities is because what I did for them in the 90s. I only went there on loan. I only went there on loan in between jobs in Fleet Street, where, of course, I've been leading... Excuse me. Rest.
How many papers have you been sacked from?
I'm not getting into that. Oh, that's a little unfair.
So, going back to semi-finals. I remember 1981. What a side we had. Bobby Robson, our boss, Ipswich Town. We went to Villa Park.
Mm.
Man City were the opponents. And this was, don't forget, in those days, only one sub.
Mm.
And this was the first semi-final. There'd be no replay if it was a draw. And we were flying. We're going to win the league. We're in the UEFA Cup semi-final as well. And 1981. So this was the Saturday semi-final, Man City. Tuesday night was the league decider, Villa, at Villa Park. We'd knocked them out of the cup, beat them at Portman Road, easy.
Mm.
So we just had an off day on the Saturday. I'll never forget it. I missed a sitter. I couldn't believe it. In those days, the pitch was dreadful. There was sand everywhere. It was like Felixstowe Beach. It was terrible.
No, I've seen it.
The ball didn't bounce to me. It came down, hit the sand and died.
Oh, I've seen it. I've actually gone back and looked at that clip. You know what an air shot is in golf, which you accuse me of doing all the time?
Yeah.
You know, the fresh air shot. Your left leg was a fresh air kick.
Because the ball wouldn't bounce. It hit the sand.
You completely misjudged
it. Anyway,
The ball come over, it stayed on the ground, and you're swinging your leg around.
Because it didn't bounce up because of the sand, numpty.
Should have been able to judge you.
And that was right in front of the whole end. And, of course, 0-0, extra time, free kick, Paul Power, top corner. Couldn't believe it. Yeah. It was the worst feeling I had in football, losing that semi-final. We had to go back on Tuesday night. Mm. And, of course, we went back there and beat them. I scored, and Gatesy scored. We beat them 2-1. Mm. And we thought we'd won the league. But I'll never forget that. Villa pipped us. We beat them three times. Mm. And they pipped us. We did go on and win the UEFA Cup with Bobby. And the following year, Villa won the Champions League. So what a side we were, but to lose a semi. But the point I'm making, the semi should not be at Wembley.
Right, can I tell you this? I absolutely love Villa Park. I really do for semi-finals, because all the semi-finals I went to during the 80s, which I told you about yep. there, were all at Villa Park, including, tragically, the one in 89. It was Everton versus Norwich. Andy Townsend was playing for Norwich at Villa Park on the same day, sadly and tragically, as Hillsborough, which has just had the anniversary, yeah. you know. But that's by the by. What I'm saying is, you've got to accept, Al, that if we in this country, and I'm talking about my country, England, not your country, Scotland.
From Wrexham.
From Chester, which is the other side of the border. If we want the world's greatest football stadium, which the new Wembley is, it's got to be paid for. And to pay for it, I'm afraid you've got to have the semi-finals
but
there.
For me,
just for a couple of years till we've paid for it, and then back to Villa Park.
To get to Wembley for a final was special. Absolutely special. Mm. And I missed out in 78. I was part of Ipswich. And I missed out when we won it. We beat the Arsenal 1-0. But I've just gone back. Steven Gerrard's birthday on that final. I fully expect Liverpool, who it would be tough against Villa, but I think Liverpool will overcome the Villa to meet Arsenal in the final. You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Another big game we must talk about, of course, at the Bridge at the weekend. Chelsea, Manchester United. Mm. Van Gaal,
fantastic.
People, the jury was out. He suddenly turned it around. He's turned it around. They've shown a lot
has
of spirit.
He? Has he?
Oh, he has.
Louis Van Gaal.
He has.
Yeah, Louis Van Gaal is
yeah, so can I see United beating Chelsea? No-ish, because I don't think Chelsea are playing great at the moment. They're letting Oscar go. Hazard's a brilliant player. He'll be player of the year. Great player. Costa will be missing, won't he? I'm not sure about this. A draw will do them. Chelsea win the league, but they're not playing great. And then, of course, that battle for Champions League between Liverpool and City and the Arsenal is fantastic.
I think United have got a great chance of winning this game against Chelsea. When you think of how long it is since Chelsea got turned over at home in a league game, I mean, obviously, you know, they got turned over in the Cup, didn't they, by a team two leagues below them. But I think they've got a great chance, because you must know better than me, as a professional footballer, it's all about...
I do.
What we... Sorry?
I do.
Yeah, well, hang on. I'm a psychologist. I know what it's all about. But what I'm saying is, you apply the principle of the Big Mo, and the Big Mo is the big momentum. The momentum was with Manchester United, and Chelsea are in dithering territory towards the end of the season. They are dithering, and I think they're dithering, and I think Louis van Gaal can take advantage of that.
The big mo for me is when Bournemouth win the league and are coming up, and you're going to jump off Bournemouth pier.
Oh, that's very
and you
nice.
Cannot get out of it. I don't care if your mother and your sister live down there.
That's very nice.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
The old gob, you know, sprung into action without the brain kicking in.
No.
You have to jump.
Bournemouth, if they go up, have got a capacity of 11,000.
Doesn't matter.
That to me is now the thing I was going to say about United. You know who's going to win the game for United at Chelsea?
Oh, Rooney,
Marianne Fellaini.
Oh, Marianne, hello. You told me he was a donkey.
No, I did not.
You told me he was a donkey when he left Everton.
No.
And you couldn't believe the money you got from him. So don't try and backtrack.
No, not at all. Davy Moyes, six years ago.
I thought you weren't ever going to mention his name again when he left Everton.
He's my mate, Davy.
He's not your mate.
No, he is. He's my.
He's not.
In fact, this is...
coming to West Ham, you know.
Absolute nonsense.
Oh, really?
Absolute nonsense.
Oh, we shall see.
Absolute nonsense. What I was going to say is that Marianne Fellaini, who was bought by David Moyes for 15 million quid when nobody had ever heard of him, goes on to United. Everybody says he's no good. Now he's flushed. But the most interesting thing about Marianne Fellaini is when you go to the purists in football, they say he's got the best chest control they've ever seen. I mean, is a chest
you know
really a weapon?
Trevor Wymart was brilliant at that, on his chest, was the best chess player that I've seen. But I'll give your experts, I will back them up. He is super at taking the ball on his
chest.
That's
what I'm saying. And when David Moyes was trying to pay him with his back to the goal as a sort of creative midfielder, because he's such a big man, he turns a bit like you would now, Al, if you know what I mean, a bit like a super tank, rather than a footballer.
No, whoosh, Fred Astaire.
Whoosh, Fred Astaire.
There's a strong chance David Moyes will come back, and it could well be.
I'm sure David Moyes will come back, and I'm sure the first opportunity to get a Premier League team, he will. I'm not sure it'll be West Ham. Listen, remember the FA Cup dominates and all that, but there are some other very interesting Premier League games apart from Chelsea Manchester United. And I've got my eye, particularly, of course, on the game Everton-Burnley.
Of course you have. Listen, Burnley and Leicester are fighting for their lives, and I think Leicester, I tipped to win last week, and they did. Mm. They play Swansea. Swansea are a good side, right? Yeah. But I think I'm going to have a little double here. I'm going to back Palace to beat West Brom.
Okay.
Tony Pulis will change it in the summer. He will. And he'll make West Brom a good force again. But I think Palace, with Pardew, are just in scintillating form. Mm. So I think they'll beat West Brom. And I'm also going to go for Man City, West Ham. What's happened at West Ham is a shocker. Yes, West Ham fans listen to Audio Boom and say, Alan, you don't watch us every week. Mm. It's boring. We don't like the style. Mm. But Sam, before all this uncertainty, West Ham were in the top half doing well, some exciting players, beating some of the top guys. But since the uncertainty, I'm not saying Sam's tools down, of course, but the players are thinking, well, what's going to happen? Is he leaving? Who's coming in? Will they fancy me? And West Ham are just sinking.
But they're on the
beach. Sinking.
They're on the beach, Al.
So City must beat them. So that's my double at the weekend, Palace and City.
What do you think will happen with Newcastle and Tottenham?
You know, poor John Carver's gone in there. He's a real proper football man. But I think the results tell you he's not the man to lead from the front. As an assistant, perhaps, who's going to get it? Someone big should come in. They've just shown accounts of 38 million or 37 million in profit in the bank. Will he spend again? Will he spend this time in the summer?
Will he be allowed
to? Mr. Ashley, I'm talking, because again, his business results have been phenomenal in his business. Mm. Absolutely phenomenal. He's got loads of dough. Mm. So I just wonder who comes in. Will it be a big name? Will he say, there's 60 million, on you go?
Yeah. Thing about John Carver is that he is a great Geordie, and that's the main reason why he's the manager of Newcastle. He ain't a great manager. I'm not being rude to him. The boy's trying very hard indeed, but I don't think he'll do it. And as for Tottenham, I'm sorry, they flattered to deceive, Al, ever since you played for them. They've had huge ambitions to be somebody, but you can't just become a big club without putting in 15 years of hard work at Manchester United first.
I have to say, mate, the top four or five are way above Tottenham. Sorry. I think Harry Kane's been great, but they need more than Harry. And Harry, mark my words, Harry will find it harder next season. Mm. Second season for a youngster who's come in and taken the Premiership by storm is much harder. He will not beat his goal count this season, next year. That I'm sure of. Any other one to talk about?
No, I think
before you polish off that glass.
No. I'm not polishing off any glasses. Stoke and Southampton is absolutely fine. Southampton have busted it now. Obviously, they're on the beach, and it doesn't really matter. I think they'll lose their manager over the summer.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I can't wait for the semi-finals. I'm saying it'll be the form. I think Liverpool will just overcome Villa, and I think Arsenal will beat Reading comfortably. Mm. Now, if you want to get in touch, the email address, brazil@audioboom.com. Put that bottle down, please.
Hey.
Or upload an audio message, please, to the Alan Brazil Audio Boom page. We'll speak again.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.